Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcasts on what's the deal with mistakes in school physics. And I suppose, what is the deal? I've only got a few minutes, so I drive from home to the gym. But essentially, I had a sense that there was an HSC physics exam, and there was on Remembrance Day. And there you go. And the press reports, it was a hard one. Then I pulled it up and could only get the sample exam, a new look paper, much more oriented on physics. It's still 20 multiple choice, and then a mix of short and long answers to get you up to the required amount. So you've got eight multiple choices, dropped down to a 20% bonus. It's sort of a simpler paper to mark overall. So I had a good look at it. It wasn't before long. So they had seven questions there to look at, and your head instantly sort of looked at it and began picking out problems. Not the least of the problems was the one about a spinning weight, and I didn't have a calculator with me, so it was just your head had to do some things, and so you immediately began to question a few things. One is the use of symbols there. You know, you're out of it for a moment. Use of symbols, and some of the multiple choices were in fact wrong. This is so rusty up. You pull up your first numbers, do the calculations in your head, and indeed they appear to be wrong, and you double check them that they're wrong. And so they had one which had something going on 4 pi, had a radial velocity of 4 pi radians per second going around, i.e. it was tripping around twice a second at 0.15 of a gram and of a kilogram. So a newton is 0.1 gram down, and so you can see visually that it has to be above the numbers that they've written down there. Like, it's obvious that that's an incorrect, it's a mistake. And there's probably yet another mistake, a few little style mistakes in this exam. You're going, what the heck, they're not following the protocol. The systems aren't in place to check and set and follow the style guide. You know, there's mistakes all the way through it. Just seven questions. Numerical mistakes, style mistakes, and then, coming across here, mate. Okay, we're nearly there. But then we go to our first long answer question where I had to stop. And they have an electron accelerating between two charged plates. And they have some data for you to plot. And the only problem is that the electron is accelerating parallel to charge plates. And what happens is the electrons normally do parabolic arcs. So this is a deeply flawed question. There was another deeply flawed question of an electron has a speed of a speed of 0.8 c. What is its momentum? And what you have to do, obviously, is that the speed is the speed that you read, and the mass is the mass that you read. You've got to do mass dilation into it, and this is a question that they've got absolutely no idea. So they're making really big fundamental flaws in style. So it tells you, it's an immediate signal. It's sort of like, you know, what's the problem? You've got soldiers which don't have their boots polished, or they haven't cleaned their weapons, And so you can tell instantly there's major, it's a signature that the process, the system is under enormous pressure. And it's not under pressure due to lack of money, it's under pressure because of lack of skill. They've got this, it's become diseased over there. And the result is rotten papers coming out. And this, for me, the big issue is, oh, what's, you know, you've got a lack of insight, you've got problems, you've got, which I do, you know, and we're looking at it, but at least I would be producing a better, fairer product than that at the end of the day, for all this lack of insight palaver. You have to say, well, you really have to choose, do you want a lack of insight which you can manage, which is me, or a lack of insight which is totally out of control, producing really bogus papers to go across. That sounds like a rant or a rave. So essentially, the papers that are produced to teach our students have scientific flaws in them that, you know, even the most basically trained scientists would pick out, i.e. basically trained scientists would so a scientist trained in the 1980s looking at a 2019 paper sort of 40 years later would say what is happening. This is regardless of there's all this blame and wanting to filter people out who can and can't, and that process has actually taken over and obscured the scientific insight. So the battle is lost here, but the war will be won in the final analysis. Thanks for listening. I'm off to Blood Oath, a huge amount of training. See you later, mate. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.